You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's the 20th day of June. It's the summer solstice. On the line with us to take up what's been happening in the weather forecast, Mark Russo of Risk Pulse out of Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
It's the longest day of the year and the summer solstice.
How about that?
We're about to begin a hot time, although we've had some really warm and even hot weather already. What are we looking forward to this week? And I think probably more important than the temps may be precipitation.
Yeah, well, first off, from a temperature perspective, not only this week, but even into next week, we are forecasting temperatures to be warmer than normal to various extents here. And part of that is with the ridge of high pressure that will continue to basically slosh back and forth between the central and the western U.S. over the next couple of weeks. Some of the hottest conditions will be a bit more in the southwestern Midwest in areas such as Missouri, southwest Illinois, and in Nebraska, where high temperatures will be upper 90s and lower 100s on several days, especially coming up on Wednesday and on into Thursday. But even into next week, kind of maintaining that warmer bias, although readings will be a little bit slightly cooler, at least relative to this week. The other item of note is from a precipitation standpoint, and with the ridge of high pressure here kind of sloshing back and forth between the central and western U.S., there are going to be some thunderstorm complexes developing on the northern periphery of the ridge, and one of those complexes will be developing here coming up later on tomorrow night and into Wednesday. And that looks to be the main opportunity for the Corn Belt here coming up this week. There is some debate in commuter model guidance, and that debate was in place yesterday, continued here today. And the debate is between specific totals between the GFS suite of guidance and the European model suite of guidance. Our forecast continues to lean much more on the European guidance, which is the drier output compared to the GFS. So overall here, it looks like your main rains will be more scattered and in areas kind of within a zone of eastern Nebraska into then portions of northern Illinois, northern Indiana, southern Michigan. But it's not like it's all encompassing, but some areas will get good rains, but other areas within that zone will miss out.
And if you look forward, we don't have too much time. Next week, same sort of function happens again or not?
And if anything here, just is still a reduction of any kind of significant storm systems to produce rain. So bottom line, it's a below normal rainfall pattern across the majority of the Corn Belt from now through the first few days of July.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
My pleasure, Todd.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us on this Monday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.